Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
At Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric, we make home service easy. We guarantee same-day service and installation with no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays. Family-owned for 53 years, Four Seasons has over 30,000 five-star Google reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. For all your plumbing, heating, cooling, and electrical needs, for all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
Brought to you by American Furniture Galleries.
All right, it's time to saddle up and ride into the sunset for Are You Smarter Than Katie? All right, partner. Here we go. Sandra, are you there?
I'm here.
Congratulations, you're caller 17, and you get to play Katie in Are You Smarter Than Katie? A battle of wits to the death.
Ooh.
For a jackpot today of $80. I got five questions dealing with news and pop culture. Katie is leaving the studio. Are you ready to play?
I'm ready to play.
All right, Sandra, here we go. Question one. The Weeknd has a new movie coming out called Hurry Up Tomorrow, and it was written by him, too. He said the movie is inspired by his sleep paralysis, where he wakes up to a nightmare and he cannot move. Sleep paralysis is absolutely terrifying, by the way. Spell the word paralysis.
P-A-R-A-L-Y-S-I-S.
Question two, Tom Brady said that the biggest parenting mistake he ever made was doing that Tom Brady roast. His kids told him that it was mortifying to watch, and they didn't even understand why he did it. I think they speak for all of us. We don't understand why he did it. He said that it felt like a stake in the heart. How many kids does Tom Brady have? Two, three, or four?
I'm going to say, that's a good one. Four.
Okay. Question three. The Golden Globes announced that they're adding a new category, and it won't be for movies or TV. It's going to be for podcasting. Starting next year, they will award Best Podcast to the winner from six nominees from the top 25 podcasts. Which is not a real top 25 podcast? Rotten Mango, Morbid, or Workable Work?
I'll say Mango.
Question four, Weight Watchers has filed for bankruptcy again. This time, it's to restructure their $1.15 billion in debt. They say that this will not impact their users, however. What celebrity is one of the owners of Weight Watchers?
I say Oprah.
Question five. Liam Payne died without a will. His estate is worth $32 million, and it was just decided by the court who will get it. Half of it will go to his partner and their child, and the other half will go to his lawyer and agent, which is the same person, by the way. How much do each of them get?
Oh, how much was the estate again?
$32 million.
$16 million each.
All righty, Kevin, please bring Katie back in here. And Sandra, what do you do for a living? What are we doing?
Working in a a law office for estate planning.
You work? Oh, how funny. Oh, my God.
Wait, what'd she say?
She worked. Well, you'll find out why it's funny after you hear the last question.
Oh, okay.
But she works in a law office for estate planning. Well, isn't that a cautionary tale? You should tell your bosses. Or are you the boss?
No, I'm the receptionist.
No, you sound like a boss to me.
Yeah, that means...
And you know what that means? You are the boss.
Yeah, if you're the receptionist, you run that place.
Yeah.
All right, Sandra, stay on hold. Katie, you ready?
Yeah.
Question one. The Weeknd has a new movie coming out called Hurry Up Tomorrow. It's like, it's hard to follow. It's like a companion piece to his album, but it's a thriller. I don't know. Jenna Ortega's in it. But he said that the movie...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Which he wrote is inspired by his sleep paralysis.
Oh my God.
Where you wake up to a nightmare and you cannot move. Have you ever seen anything about sleep paralysis?
I mean, I know of it.
It's terrifying. One of the scariest movies I ever saw is a documentary called The Nightmare, and it's all about people with sleep paralysis. It's so scary. Spell the word paralysis.
Okay. P-A-R- A L Y S I S paralysis.
Took a bit, but we got there. That is correct. Question two. Tom Brady said that the biggest parenting mistake he ever made was doing that Tom Brady roast.
Okay.
His kids told him after he did it that it was mortifying for them to watch, and they don't even know why he did it. How many kids?
Know why he was letting them watch it?
I mean, they're teenagers. I mean, they probably...
Are they?
Yeah, they're teenagers.
Okay.
How many kids does Tom Brady have? Two, three, or four?
Three.
He has three kids. That's correct. Question three. This is so stupid. The Golden Globes are adding a new category, and it's going to be for podcasting. They, starting next year...
Why is that stupid?
Podcasts, in my opinion, barely deserve an award. But your movies and TV.
Well, that's okay, like the, I'll give you that. I don't think that podcasts barely deserve an award, but that's like you're right. It's movies and TV.
Just picture a world where Theo Vaughn accepts a Golden Globe.
Well, okay, but Theo Vaughn isn't the only person that has a podcast.
I understand
There are some absolutely brilliant podcasters that spend, I mean, a life's work putting stuff together for us to listen to for free.
I know. Starting next year, though, they're going to award it out of six nominees from the top 25 podcasts. But which of the following is not a real top 25 podcast?
Okay.
Rotten Mango.
Okay.
Morbid or Workable Work?
I know Morbid is. Let's go with Workable Work.
That is correct.
Rotten Mango sounds like Rotten Tomatoes.
I don't know what it's about.
Oh, okay.
Question four.
Maybe it's for foreign films.
I think it's just for mangoes.
Gavin.
Just talking about
mangoes. Wait, talking about them or to be listened by?
Oh, both.
Okay.
Yeah, if you're going to leave the house and you've got your mangoes sitting out in a bowl.
Don't worry.
Alexa, play Rotten Mangoes for my Rotten Mangoes.
You just turned on everybody's Alexa.
Yeah. Question four. Weight Watchers is filing for bankruptcy again.
Oh.
They're going to restructure their $1.15 billion in debt.
Ugh.
What celebrity is one of the owners of Weight Watchers?
Oprah Winfrey.
Oprah. Yeah. Oprah, what Greeks say to celebrate.
Oh, yeah. Oprah!
Yep. Question five, Liam Payne died without a will. Okay. This is why it's so funny that Sandra works at a estate planning.
Okay.
His estate is worth $32 million, and the court decided who will get it. It's going to go to his partner and their child.
Okay.
And the other half is going to go to his lawyer slash agent.
Okay.
How much do each of them get?
Oh, wait. How much was there?
$32 million. Three seconds.
17 million. 17,500,000
No. Oh. 17,502,000
Am I going the wrong direction?
$16 million is the answer. Sandra, are you there?
I'm here.
Final score. You got three. Katie got four. Katie wins. Katie wins. We're going to have $20 of the jackpot tomorrow. But if your job is anything like this contest, you ran this bitch.
Gavin.
Thank you.
You're
Don't
welcome.
Speak to her like that.
What is it that you want to tell us, Sandra?
I am not smarter than Katie.
No, you're not. Not today. Not today. But thank you so much for playing. Coming up next on the show, you have heard by now 100 men versus one gorilla. The debate rages online, right? Well,